Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing an enjoyable public transportation journey. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to effectively describe an enjoyable journey by public transportation? This comprehensive guide will provide you with valuable tips, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you excel in this common IELTS speaking topic. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe an enjoyable journey by public transportation, is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate a personal experience, use descriptive language, and express your thoughts and feelings about a specific event. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to continue being a common subject in future tests. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions related to public transportation. Here are some common questions and sample answers. Q. How often do you use public transportation? Band 6-7. Answer. I use public transportation quite frequently, probably about 3 or 4 times a week. It's convenient for getting to work and running errands around the city. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd say I'm a regular user of public transportation, relying on it almost daily for my commute to work and various other activities. It's not only a cost-effective option, but also an environmentally friendly choice that I'm committed to. Q. What's your preferred mode of public transportation? Band 6-7 answer. I prefer taking the bus because it's readily available in my area and usually quite punctual. It's also more comfortable than some other options. Band 8-9 answer. I have a particular fondness for the metro system. Its efficiency, speed, and reliability make it my go-to choice for navigating the city. Moreover, I appreciate how it allows me to avoid traffic congestion, giving me more control over my schedule. Part 2. Long Turn, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe an enjoyable journey you had by public transportation. You should say what type of transportation it was, where you were going, who you were with, why you found it enjoyable. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share an incredibly memorable and enjoyable journey I had by public transportation, specifically a train ride I took last summer. The journey was from London to Edinburgh, covering a substantial distance of about 400 miles. I was traveling with my best friend Sarah, as we had planned a weekend getaway to explore the historic city of Edinburgh. We decided to take the train not just as a means of transportation, but as part of the adventure itself. What made this journey particularly enjoyable was a combination of factors. Firstly, the train was a modern, high-speed one, equipped with comfortable seats and large windows, offering panoramic views of the ever-changing landscape. As we sped through the English countryside, we were treated to breathtaking vistas of rolling hills, quaint villages, and eventually, the rugged beauty of the Scottish borders. The journey was also enhanced by the company. Sarah and I had ample time to catch up, share stories, and excitedly plan our itinerary for Edinburgh. We even struck up a conversation with a friendly Scottish couple seated nearby who gave us invaluable tips about hidden gems in the city. Another aspect that made the journey enjoyable was the onboard amenities. We treated ourselves to a delicious meal in the dining car, savoring not just the food, but also the unique experience of dining while watching the world go by outside. The journey seemed to fly by, and before we knew it, we were pulling into Edinburgh Waverley Station, feeling refreshed and excited rather than tired from travel. This train ride truly embodied the saying that the journey can be just as enjoyable as the destination. Follow-up questions. What made this journey stand out from other trips you've taken? Band 8-9. Answer. What truly set this journey apart was the perfect blend of comfort, scenery, and social interaction. Unlike other trips where the travel portion is often seen as a necessary inconvenience, this train ride was an integral part of the holiday experience. The stunning views, comfortable accommodations, and unexpected social connections we made turned what could have been a mundane journey into a memorable adventure in its own right. How does this experience compare to your usual public transportation experiences? Band 8-9 answer. This experience was a far cry from my everyday commutes. While my daily use of public transportation is primarily functional, this journey was elevated to an experiential level. It highlighted the potential of public transportation to be not just a means to an end, but a pleasurable activity in itself. The comfort, views, and social aspect were leagues ahead of my usual experiences, making me appreciate the vast difference between utility-focused and leisure-oriented public transportation. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. How do you think public transportation can be improved to make journeys more enjoyable for passengers? Band 6-7 answer. I think public transportation can be improved by making it more comfortable and reliable. Adding more comfortable seats and ensuring that services run on time would make journeys more enjoyable. Also, providing Wi-Fi on buses and trains could help passengers pass the time more pleasantly. Band 8-9. Answer. There are several ways public transportation could be enhanced to elevate the passenger experience. Firstly, investing in modern, eco-friendly vehicles with ergonomic designs could significantly improve comfort levels. Additionally, implementing smart technologies such as real-time tracking apps and contactless payment systems could reduce wait times and streamline the overall journey. Furthermore, curating the onboard environment through carefully selected ambient music, temperature control, and perhaps even aromatherapy could create a more pleasant atmosphere. Lastly, training staff in customer service excellence could make a substantial difference, as friendly, helpful personnel can transform even a routine journey into a more enjoyable experience. Do you think the future of public transportation will be significantly different from what we see today? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I believe public transportation will change a lot in the future. We might see more electric vehicles and maybe even self-driving buses and trains. I also think there will be more options for shared transportation, like expanded bike-sharing programs. Band 8-9 answer. I'm convinced that the future of public transportation will be radically different from our current systems, driven by technological advancements and changing societal needs. We're likely to see a shift towards autonomous vehicles, which could revolutionize bus and train services, potentially increasing efficiency and reducing human error. Moreover, I anticipate a greater integration of various transportation modes through smart city initiatives, allowing for seamless transfers between different forms of public transport. The rise of sustainable technologies will probably lead to widespread adoption of zero-emission vehicles, perhaps even seeing the introduction of Hyperloop systems for long-distance travel. Additionally, the concept of mobility as a service, MaaS, could redefine how we view public transportation, offering personalized, on-demand services that blur the lines between public and private transport. These changes could dramatically enhance the user experience while also addressing pressing environmental concerns. Key vocabulary and phrases. To elevate your IELTS speaking score, incorporate these advanced words and phrases into your responses. Panoramic views, PAMIC views, noun phrase, wide, unobstructed views of an area. Example, the train offered panoramic views of the countryside. To embody IMBA verb. To represent or express something in a tangible or visible form. Example, the journey embodied the perfect balance of relaxation and excitement. A far cry from fa cry from idiom, very different from. Example, this luxurious train ride was a far cry from my usual cramped bus commute. To elevate, verb, to raise or lift up, to make something more important or impressive. Example, the friendly staff elevated the entire travel experience. To revolutionize, verb, to change something completely and fundamentally. Example, self-driving technology could revolutionize public transportation. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like an enjoyable journey by public transportation, use a variety of descriptive language to bring your experience to life. Paint a vivid picture with your words. Structure your answer logically, using discourse markers to guide the listener through your narrative. Incorporate a range of advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions, but ensure you use them accurately and naturally. Speak fluently and confidently, but don't rush. It's okay to pause briefly to gather your thoughts. provide detailed responses, but stay relevant to the question. Practice expanding on your ideas without going off topic. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts, especially in Part 3, by considering different perspectives and providing thoughtful analysis. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice. Regularly speaking English and familiarizing yourself with various topics will help you feel more confident and perform better on test day. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.